Lesson 3.
The weather is fine. The sun is shining brightly. The sky is light. School will begin in 10 minutes. The pupils are playing on the lawn. All of them are busy. Wolfie and Hare are playing cards. Foxy is making a plane out of a sheet of paper. Hedgehog is playing with his live beetle. Skunk is going to show her new friends her new toy.
Look, Raccoon, I have a new toy.
What is it?
It's a pyramid.
Huh, a pyramid. I have 8 pyramids at home.
You are lying.
I'm not lying. It's true. My aunt gives a pyramid to me every birthday, and I'm 8 years old now. So, I have 8 pyramids at home. I've been collecting them all my life. When I have 10 pyramids, my aunt promised to give me a live bat.
Stop showing off!
I'm not showing off. It's true.
Can I see your pyramid, Skunk?
No, I'm not going to share my toys with silly hedgehogs.
Stop crying, Hedgehog.
She won't share her toys!
Forget it. I have a paper plane. Let's play together.
Pupils, wake up, Baron. Take your seats. Time to begin the lesson.
Wake up, you lazy bones. The bell has gone.
Let me...
sleep for another 5 minutes.
I don't want to study.
Stop yawning. Move yourself.
Don't stand in my way. Move it!
He hurt me!
Who?
Wolfie!
I haven't done anything.
You've hurt Hedgehog. You must say you are sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
First, take your seats. Hedgehog, how many days are there in a week?
There are 7 days in a week.
What are they, Foxy?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Very good. What day is it today, Raccoon?
It's Thursday.
Do you have any plans for next week?
Of course I do. I have a lot of plans.
Really? What are you going to do on Sunday?
On Sunday, I'm going to make a bow.
A bow? What for?
Oh, on Monday, we're going to the theater with my mother. There is a wonderful show, Magic Honey. I want to be very beautiful. So, on Sunday, I'm going to be busy all day making a beautiful bow.
Okay, what about Tuesday? Are you going anywhere on Tuesday?
No, I'm not. On Tuesday, I'm going to stay at home, but on Wednesday, I'm going to room with my parents.
Wow, great. Are you going there by car?
Yes, we are. And my father promised that on the way home, he will teach me to drive our car. Of course, the weather is fine.
Really? What car do you have?
We have a Jeep.
And what about Friday?
I don't know yet. I think I'll be so tired. I'll need to sleep.
You really have a lot of plans.
I can sing a song about them.
This week, I can honestly say I'm going to be busy every day. On Sunday, I'm going to make a bow. On Monday, I'm going to watch a show. On Tuesday, I'm going to stay at home. On Wednesday, I'm going to visit Rome. On Thursday, I'm going to drive my Jeep. On Friday, I think I will need to sleep. On Saturday, I will be so tired. Will you try? Are you inspired?
Excellent. Now let's do some writing. Here, go to the board and write the word honey, please.
I'm ready. I've done it.
Okay, who can see the mistake?
I can see the mistake. I want to correct it.
I know it, Raccoon. You always know everything. I wonder if Bear can correct the mistake.
I can, but I don't want to.
Don't be lazy. Go to the board.
Okay. The letter Y must come after the letter E.
Well done. Wolfie, can you spell the word honey, please?
H-O-N-E-Y.
Okay, your homework was to choose the TV program you like the best. Have you done your homework?
No, I haven't.
Why haven't you?
I was tired. I went to bed.
What about you, Foxy? Have you done it?
Yes, I have. I liked the cartoon about the cat and the dog.
Great. And you, Raccoon, have you done your homework?
Of course I have. I liked the educational film about animals in Africa.
Very good. Did you like the commercial?
No, I didn't.
Sometimes commercial may be very beautiful and funny.
All right. Today we're going to make our own television program. In our program there will be one cartoon, one educational film, and one commercial. I will give you 10 minutes. Foxy and Bear, you're going to make a cartoon. Raccoon and Hedgehog, you're going to make an educational film. Wolfie, Skunk and Hare, you're going to make a commercial.
But how can we do it?
We don't have a camera.
Don't forget, it's just a game.
Will you help us?
No, you will do it by yourselves.
But we need some materials.
Don't be scared. You are bright, you have sheets of paper and a lot of colored pencils. Begin.
All the pupils are busy. Raccoon and Hedgehog are coloring paper in yellow and black. What is it going to be, I wonder? Foxy and Bear are drawing pictures. They look like pictures for the cartoon. Wolfie, Hare and Skunk are making a box. Everybody is working.
Are you ready yet? Have you done it?
Yes, us first. We are ready.
Well, pupils, take your seats. Let's watch an educational film.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is an educational film about bees. Scene number one. Bees are very beautiful. They are yellow and black. Bees have 6 legs. Bees have 5 eyes. They can see very well. They can see much better than us. Scene number 2. Bees can't speak. If the bee wants to point the way to the flowers, it dances. Scene number 3. Bees don't eat honey. They make honey. Scene number 4. They live in beehives. Hundreds of bees live in one beehive. Scene number 5. Bees are not lazy. They work a lot. They fly from morning till night and collect nectar. They can fly as far as 8 kilometers to find flowers. Once the bee goes out of the beehive, it visits more than 100 flowers. Scene number 6. Usually, bees live for 30 days. In winter, they stay in the beehive. Scene number 7. Bees can feel the weather. If all the bees come back to the beehive in the daytime, the rain will begin in a minute.
Great! Raccoon and Hedgehog, I must say, your film was fantastic. You know a lot about bees. Foxy, Bear, show me what you have done.
20th Century Fox and Bear presents
an animated cartoon,
A Pig and His Aunt, Funny Rhymes.
Once upon a time, there lived a little beetle.
Maybe it wasn't little, maybe it was big. Maybe it wasn't a beetle, maybe it was a pig.
Once he went to the farm to visit his wicked aunt.
Maybe not to the farm, maybe to the wood. Maybe his aunt wasn't wicked, maybe she was good.
So his aunt wanted to make a honey cake.
Maybe not to make, maybe to eat. Maybe not a cake, maybe a sweet.
The pig said to his aunt,
"Can you show me the way to the house where I can stay?"
And she said,
"I'm busy, I can't."
Super! Good! And now it is time for a commercial. Wolfie and Company, please begin.
Super school food. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Choose our super school food. The best food for the best pupils. A lot of mothers choose our super school food for their pupils. Our super school food is the best.
Dear, how are you?
I'm not well. My head aches. I won't go to school today.
I've got an idea. Super school food. Have some super school food.
Mmm, yummy. I feel much better. Can I have some more, please?
Will you go to school?
Yes, I will. I promise. And what's this?
Oh, it's a dwarf.
In each box, you will find one of the dwarfs. Collect them all, and we will send you a Snow White. We have hundreds of presents for you. If you have 3 Snow Whites, we will give you a special present. A live African beetle! Begin collecting dwarfs right now.
Thank you. Your commercial was so funny. I enjoyed it. Take your seats. Honestly, I can't say which work is the best. I'll give you all top marks.
Hooray!
Can I please have your record books? That will do for today.
What shall we do at home?
Nothing. Tomorrow we, all together, will go to the circus.
Wow!
Wow!
Hooray!
Hooray!
Another day has passed. It's night. Mother Fox is looking into his room.
Foxy, are you ready for a fairy story?
Yes, I am. I've cleaned my teeth and I'm in bed waiting for you.
Okay. Listen carefully. In the magic wood, there lived a mother skunk. She had a little son. Her son was kind, but he always lied. He never told the truth. Once he ate all the jam and said mice did it. His mother was angry with him. She went to her friend and said, "My son always lies. I'm tired of it. I must do something, but I don't know what to do." Her friend told her, "I will help you. There is a magic garden by the big lake, and in that garden there are truth apples. If your son eats that apple, he will never lie." "Good idea," Mother Skunk said, and went to that garden. She saw the gardener and asked him, "Will you please give me a truth apple? I will give it to my son, and he will never lie." "Okay, I will, but I want some milk for it." The Mother Skunk loved her son, and she went to the cow. "Will you please give me some milk? I will exchange it for the truth apple. I will give it to my son and he will never lie." "Okay, I will, but I want some grass for it." The mother skunk loved her son and she went to the farmer. "Will you give me some grass, please? I will exchange the grass for the milk. Then I will exchange the milk for the truth apple. I will give it to my son and he will never lie." "Okay, I will, but I want some honey for it." The mother skunk loved her son and she went to the bee. "Will you please give me some honey? I will exchange the honey for the grass. Then I will exchange the grass for the milk. Then I will exchange the milk for the truth apple. I will give it to my son and he will never lie." "Okay, I will. I'm not greedy." The bee gave Mother Skunk some honey. On her way home, Mother Skunk went to the farmer and exchanged the honey for the grass. Then she went to the cow and exchanged the grass for the milk. Then she went to the gardener and exchanged the milk for the truth apple. "I will give it to my son and he will never lie," said she. So, Mother Skunk came home, gave the truth apple to her son, and he never lied.